Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Fake news is everywhere. You know, this election had a lot of fake news out there. News bias is everywhere. We expect news to be unbiased, but nowadays it's hard discerning from who's real and who's not real. MSNBC and Fox both lean certain ways. That is evident. CNN tries to pretend they're a fair news organization, but there's no doubt that that there is a little left lean inside of the CNN department. But on top of all of that, and what I think, you know, a lot of people have to understand is the way that we now chase our news is the way our thought process is. That's why when I said the other day, I tweeted out about diversity, and I continue to say it. Diversity is about different thoughts. It's about knowing people. It's about knowing people who differ from you ideology. That, to me, is the greatest diversity. Whether there's a Christian and a Hindu, a Muslim and a Jew, whether there's somebody that is a liberal progressive and somebody who's conservative, the fact is we can find things that we agree upon, and we can be civil to one another, and maybe even, dare I say, learn stuff from one another. But most of us, we do everything. We pick our friends based on our, you know, not just our socioeconomic, world, but also on our belief system. What do you believe? Oh, I believe the same thing. Well, we should hang out. And next thing you know, you're hanging out with people that all have the same belief system. And then you start looking for things that will validate your beliefs. What do? You find all of these headlines. Very few of you actually read stories. When I get anything sent to me from you know, Breitbart or Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Democrats or The Daily Cause or any of these other, you know, I just sit there and I laugh my ass off because I know instantly I am getting one side of a story. One side. There are so many people out there that make their living off of this stuff, and it is hilarious, except for one thing. There are too many people out there who buy into all of this stuff. Yesterday, we had a talk and a discussion about Planned Parenthood. I had several people text me saying, Chad, you're so wrong. And I said, oh, really? They don't do anything when it comes to men. They don't do anything other than do just abortions. And I laughed and I said, I would love to see your facts. That's it. Show me your facts. Show me your facts from. And people sent me stuff that was such baloney. First of all, 90% of you don't even read past the headlines. You see something bold and it says something. That's just the clickbait. That's all it is. I am trying to get you excited and I'm going to get you on in and then we're going to gobble you up with whatever. You're looking for validation. If you found a story that went against something, you don't want to share that with your friends on Facebook. You're not going to put that on Twitter. You're not going to tell somebody, hey, you know what? I saw a report that says that was wrong. Because we have this need to always want to be right. And we have this need to be validated. I'll get stuff wrong. I do the best I can. I am one human being. I've got Anthony and I've got Phil. And we are a group of three. We are a trio. But I'll get some stuff wrong, but very rarely. And the difference is I look everywhere. If you send me a story from the right, I'll send you something back from the left. If you put the two together, you probably have a real unbiased look at something. You send me something from the left, I can send you something for the right. You put something out there, it's a real unbiased look at something. It's about twisting and turning. And I'm here to tell you, as I was talking to this guy today, who was kind enough to said, you know what, Chad, I went and I tried to validate my facts and I was wrong about Planned Parenthood. I still don't like it. I said, look, I understand that you don't like it. And that wasn't anything about it. What I was trying to point out to him was you're taking something that you hear and you're running with like the gospel, like 97% of all scientists say that global warming's happening, and that was taken in a very small sample size of something. It's not true. You have to look around and do your own thing. Facebook is saying they're trying to fight this, and they're trying to fight all of these fake news stories that are out there. But so many of you get fooled by it to a certain extent because you want to believe it to be true. You're just trying to spread it. Many of you don't even read it. And it's not, and here's the thing. It's not that it's always fake news. And let's understand, when they talk about fake news, The Onion, if you know what The Onion is, that is a satire, Saturday Night Live version of essentially journalism. And it is hilarious. It is all satire. It's about politics. It's about pop culture. It's about life. And it is absolutely hilarious. But it's a joke. It's satire. It's not real. Many of you, though, you buy into stuff and you run with it as gospel when in truth, it's not. It's not gospel. It's a point of view that many times has left out many of the important things that would go against a viewpoint. Both sides do it. Both sides love to do it. The Huffington Post, the Daily Cause, all of these people, left-leaning, they're not giving anything else. Vox, BuzzFeed, come on. Fox, Breitbart, many of these other, you know, things out there, Glenn Black's The Blaze, they're coming at you with one side of things. And there's things in there that we can all agree on. You know, Cubs win the World Series. You know, there's real stories in there. But when it comes to things that people see in the political world and sphere, this is what you get. It's not fake news. It's biased reporting to spread what we used to call propaganda. This used to be a thing that Rudolf Hess and many of these other guys, you know, in the world of Nazis, who were the greatest at it, would spread these lies, and they would tell you a lie long enough and hard enough that you would eventually take it as the gospel and would stop questioning it. That's what they want. I was always taught, and I teach Jack this, and I think everybody out there should do this: have a bit of skepticism. I want to do research myself. If somebody comes at you with something, I just want to check. You may be 100% right, but I want to check. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with doing due diligence? Is there anything wrong with taking a look at something? Is there anything wrong to clicking a little deeper and then finding out, okay, the people that write this story are part of the, you know, super progressive wing of something or the alt-right of something? You want to know the truth. Isn't that what you want? I want the truth about stuff. I want the truth. I don't want half-truths. I don't want stuff that's made up. I don't want any of that stuff. I want the truth. I don't need to be validated for something. I want to know the truth. Truth enough should be validation alone for everything. These fake news stories, these propaganda stories on both sides of the aisle were a huge, huge thing in this election. And going forward, you're going to see it more and more. You're going to see people on the left come after Trump with stories that are unreal, unfake. You know, I mean, they're going to be fake, unreal. And really, for most people, they won't even read them. They'll just read the headline and they'll say, oh, this has to be true because I want it to be true because this is my belief system. So therefore, it's got to be true. And because I run in a group that believes exactly like me, they won't even challenge this and they'll just spread this virally. And on the opposite side, the right will find the same kind of things. Diversity is about having different ideas. It's about having different points of view in life. Some of my best friends, and they will always be my best friends, they're my blood as far as I'm concerned. I love them, are complete, complete progressive leftists who I love dearly. And while we have a different opinion in a lot of things, they have showed me some stuff that's opened my eyes, and I have shown them some things that have opened their eyes. And I'm not trying to convert them to anything. That's the differing that we need in this country. When people scream about diversity, when they scream about this, when they scream about that, what they're really talking about is we want to put you in a box, and we want to be able to check this box off. There's no diversity in a lot of places. I have news for you. You go to most college campuses, they'll scream, we've got diversity. You're talking about color of skin. Do you have diversity of thought? Do you have diversity of ideas? Do you have diversity of opinion? You don't. It's groupthink the way we want it. That's why all these kids are in the street. That's why all these people are out there screaming and shouting. They want groupthink. fake news, propaganda news, it's going to be out there more and more. So I ask you, and because I think you listen to the show, because you know what? I get a lot of stuff from the right and the left. Text messages, you can always text the show, you know that. Tweet at me, always do that. I'm extremely available. Very few hosts of the profile that I have nationwide has you get the availability. When you text the show and I text you back, it's not Phil, it's not Anthony, it's me. People don't, could you tell Chad? I mean, this is Chad. And I get people who text me and I get people who tweet at me and I try to get in touch and talk to as many people as possible. And I get a lot of people who are on the left who say, you know what? I don't agree with you, maybe, but 20, 30% of the time, but you're open-minded and you're fair. That's all we need in this country. You know, when I see all this whining and the moaning and that's going on outside, and I do call it whining and moaning because I don't think there's an actual end game here. I just think people are frustrated and they're venting and they're whining and moaning more than anything. The end game, if you want diversity, is let's have differing ideas. Let's have differing opinions. Let's be more diverse, not just in skin color, of sexuality, religion, but more diverse when it comes to thought. You find out if you take thought to be that diversity that really should be first, the other stuff will fall in line much easier. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson. Love when you text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, and of course, definitely tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Oh man, I love AC/DC. We used to sing that in my preschool. I know, I went to a really weird preschool. We kind of all dressed like Angus. So that was kind of neat. Good news for the Republicans. Apparently they're listening a wee bit when it comes to maybe the bitching and the moaning of us, the people who are sick and tired of watching them spend all of our money on useless pet projects. They scrapped the vote that would lift many of the things inside of several bills that kind of put a lid on all our pet projects. And by that, our pet projects, I mean, our government's pet projects where you get to do all of these neat little things and put porks inside of bills called earmarks. And those earmarks come back and they build roads to nowhere and everybody gets paid except the taxpayer because they're the ones who paid for it. So they're going to scrap it till the first quarter. Paul Ryan was very loud about it, and I like that. I like the fact that Paul Ryan was loud about it. Now, what will happen in the first quarter? And I think one of the things is, too, and this is what the Republicans need to understand, and I don't want to get too political today because I'm kind of over the whole thing. I've been watching CNN for the last 6-7 hours as we've been doing stuff in here, and there is nothing. Did you know that Donald Trump went and ate dinner with his family last night? Breaking news! Nobody cares. I'm glad he ditched you guys. I don't care. I don't care. But the Republicans have to be careful. Just because you've got all of the stuff you think on your side and the momentum, and this is what the country wants, doesn't mean you should. I will tell you this. I already sense that there will probably be a shift midterm when it comes to Senate. Maybe not, maybe not the House, but the Senate. There'll be a shift. Unless something huge happens. And Trump flips everything around, and these guys and gals are moving in such a direction that the country hasn't seen this for a decade plus, then I think there will be. And this is what happens when the power is in one group's hand, people don't like that. Even though people to the right might be going, I'm glad we got this, but I'm not quite sure I want them to have all this. And the first thing they're talking about doing is rolling back some of these things that protect us from them spending like drunken sailors. And they've got the full power right now. And of course you want to exercise that. But you got to exercise stuff with caution, right? This is what makes me laugh about the Republicans. Is they're always worried that there's going to be a shutdown and that they're going to be blamed for something. Yet at the same time, they're worried about their optics then. Yet at the same time, they're not worried about the fact that they'll go out and spend money like mad and everybody will be pissed off at them. They're not worried about those optics. And they should be. It's about doing something right for the country. That's the thing. It's about doing something right for the country. And that, my friends, is why I'm glad that Paul Ryan probably looked around and said, look, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to either A, get blamed for, or B, cause half the country to be pissed at us and maybe even parts of our own party. So maybe the first thing we shouldn't do is vote. Let's give ourselves, wink, wink, a raise by getting rid of all these things that slow down or earmarks or even stop them from happening. And I'm glad he did. So we'll see what happens. Remember, little power corrupts, a lot of power. Well, that's just many times is corruption. Conor McGregor wants to fight. I'm Conor McGregor. He wants to fight Floyd Mayweather. Now, Phil, I only read one of them, but he said he wants to fight him. He'll do boxing.
Yeah, that's what I read as well.
He wants $100 million to do it. He did a video, said he's a solid businessman about Floyd Mayweather, what he's been able to do. He's an effing animal. But as far as real fighting, no true unarmed combat, Floyd don't want none of this. Now, this is my take on that. Conor McGregor will kill him in a full UFC match. As badass as Money Mayweather is, he will kill him. He will. Conor McGregor, that's what he does. In a boxing match, Conor McGregor would be lucky to touch him. The best in the world, some of the best of all time, don't get close to him. His defense may be the best of all time. But for $100 million... Dude, for $100 million, you could kick my ass. You could thunderstruck the hell out of me. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Text me, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I had so much stuff to talk about. I'm going to flip a coin. Wait till you hear what's next.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's me! Hey, terrorism is up 650%. Global deaths have fallen, though. But for all intents and purposes, it's a nightmare in other countries. What? Che? Pa? What? Eh? Yeah. The Global Terrorism Index, the GTI, said worldwide terrorism... last year there were about 30,000 deaths, 29,376 deaths caused by terrorism in 2015, a drop of 10% and the first fall in 4 years. Actions against ISIS in Iraq, Boko Haram in Nigeria cut the number of killed there by a third. However, those groups have spread their actions to neighboring states and regions, causing huge increase in fatalities. And it's ugly. It is. It is ugly. Denmark, France, Germany, Sweden, and Turkey all suffered their worst death tolls from terrorism in a single year since the year 2000. In total, 23 countries registered their highest ever number of terrorist deaths. I will tell you this now before you freak out, before you run, before you do something that you don't need to do. And this is what happens all too often in this world that we live in, is we take something like this and we see, we need to do this. We have to fight terrorism. We do. We have to do all we possibly can. But 29,000 people dying from terrorism is horrific. We get that. One person is. But when you think about how many people will die from diabetes, heart disease, and things like that. You know, I read an article today. 1 billion people, 1 billion people, they estimate, suffer from high blood pressure. It's not just us. 1 billion people suffer from high blood pressure. Some of it's because we're overweight. Some of it's because we're stressed out. Some of it's a genetic thing. 1 billion people. How many people will die from heart disease? That's terror, because a lot of us terrorize our own body because we eat like crap. Take it from me. Today's hashtag National Fast Food Day. Producer Phil, guess where we went?
In-N-Out?
We went to Shakey's Pizza.
Oh, wow.
And we had mojo potatoes, and it was mojo good. I had a salad to wash down my 45,000 calories. And you're asking yourself, Chad, do you feel good about yourself? I confess something. Yes. And we all went, and it was delicious. But we freak out. We see this. Oh, my God, it's up 650%. Look, terrorism is something we need to combat in this world. And it's got to be a fight on 2 and 3 fronts. It can't singularly be, let's go fight people who hate us. We have to change ideology. We have to give people opportunities. Because let me tell you something, the devil's idle hands are the devil's playground. Exactly. When you're sitting around all day and you got nothing, and the rest of the world seems to have something, you know what you get? You get pissed. And then when you think that you don't have anything because this group over here is suppressing you, you get pissed, angry, and now you have a motive. And you carry it out, and you become a hero to some and a terrorist to others. One man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist. We need to change a lot of things. We can't combat it just in one level. We can't change the ideology without fighting. We can't give them opportunities without fighting. It's got to be a 3-pronged attack. But it'll never get rid of everything, because there will always be some haves and some have-nots, some people that are pissed, and some people that take ideology, twist it, and use it for their own. But before we lose our minds, because that's what we do in this country, we go out there and go, oh, my God. Oh. Distracted driving here in America. Here's something that affects all of us, because every one of you tonight going home will look at your phone. We'll play with your navigation system or your or your little computer there to get the right show, right whatever it is. You're listening to something on any radio station or whatever. You'll turn around and yell at the kids. You're going to be eating something and drinking something. You're going to be talking to somebody or, dare I say, texting someone. And we all do it. So let's not pretend I do it. Anthony does it. You know, one of the things that makes me laugh, the whole thought process was, we'll put all of these, and this is one of those things where we tried to do something good, and as we tried to do something good, we created a mess in many ways. We now all keep our phone down by our legs, completely off the road. We've got it down by our legs, and we're trying to text with one hand, and we're looking down, and we're looking up. All right, we're all doing that now. Because that's the way, because we want to get something done, and it's stupid. There is nothing in the world that is that important that you should really take your eyes off. But we are busy people, and this is the way we communicate, and so we've done that. But the whole thought process was, well, we'll put these, you know, we'll get all these bills passed in all these states, and we'll make it so you can't text, and you can't use your phones without being hands-free, and oh, the Bluetooth came along, and then all of a sudden, Bluetooth's just in the car itself, so you can hear, and then, right? Well, you can't text. Oh, so what do you do now? You keep it down there, and you kind of look, and you're driving, and you're going 65 miles an hour, and you're looking down. The other stupidity, too. The girl last week who tried to take a topless photo and smashed into the cop car. And, of course, Phil, which one's our favorite?
Cop car?
No, which one's the favorite one of the people who died doing something in the vehicle?
Oh, the guy who was watching porn.
The guy who was watching porn because he thought, I'm going to take care of some business.
That's still just mind-boggling. Don't get that.
I don't, like, you have no time? Like, there was what look, if you're that desperate, right? If you got to do one, right? If you got to just take care of something, then pull over, right? Like, pull over. That is just, stupidity. But distracted driving. And just to give you an idea, it is up. Traffic fatalities in 2015. So the biggest increase in the past few decades, and not just few decades, it's actually up tremendously in the last 5 decades. Over 50 years, we've not seen a jump like this. And it's pretty simple. We are distracted. And it's not just the phone's fault. It's our fault because we have so many things we have at our fingertips anymore. And we have kids, and we're talking to them, and we're trying to get their movie playing in the back. We've got people we're talking with, we're eating in the car, we're drinking in the car, and every one of us out there either has done this or has seen somebody. You know what I'm talking about. The person putting on makeup or the person reading a book.
You know, they have audiobooks.
They do.
You can put in a CD and listen to that. You don't need to be reading while you're driving.
You know, though, Phil, and this is true. Those people that I always see reading a book don't seem to have the kind of car that would, how should I say this, be able to handle an audiobook. Right? They're always in some crappy, nasty-ass car, right? And they got no audiobook. They're not attaching anything to their, you know, they're not, hey, I got to plug this cord in, then I can go to the, you know, internet or my audio. Because I do that. When I drive, I'll put on my, plug in my phone, you know, my little auxiliary thing, and I turn it on, and I'll listen to an audiobook that I have. But this is what I'm talking about. Distracted driving is real. Terrorism, we freak out about. We think terror is everywhere. We think it can happen any time. And there's no reason for us not to be smart. There's no reason for us not to see something, say something. There's no reason for us not to be aware of stuff. But when I saw this headline today, I know what people are going to say, and I see people running around everywhere with it. My colleagues in this industry, they take something like this and they run with it crazy. Yes, terror is out there, but it's so small and it's so insignificant when you think about what potentially could happen to you in other situations. You have more chance tonight of getting hurt or killed driving home. You know, so we always talk about with flying, right? You have more chance of dying in a plane crash of dying in a car ride to take a plane than you do in a plane crash. But because it's that fear of the unknown, we take it and we go with it and we run with it, and it just freaks us out. It does. 1.3 million people will die in a car annually, worldwide. 29,000 people died from terrorism. So soak that up for a second. Soak that was like 2% comparatively to that. But we don't talk about that, right? But that's the thing that blows everything up. Oh, we got to, oh, because it's headlines. Like we're watching now. It's like, I don't know, 50 times a day, CNN throws out some breaking news. Breaking news! Donald Trump walked 5 feet without reporters. Breaking news! And it's like, it's not. It's headline grabbing. Oh, God. The guy to this day that still, like, that is, you're the Darwin Award winner ever. They should name part of the award after that. If you died in your car because you had to break one off, because you were just so horny that you had to literally do it while driving. Like, how do you even ask, when St. Peter asks, how did you get here? Funny story, that. Funny story, this one. Let me tell you, St. Peter. Hey, let me tell you. You are a busy, busy person. You got a small business and it's growing. You got a medium-sized business and it's getting larger. You've got a larger business and you're looking to hire that right candidate that's not only going to be with you for a little while, that's going to be with you for a very long time. Well, hey, posting that job of yours in one place isn't enough to find the best candidate. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100 sites. I said it, 100 sites. Including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface, which is very important. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen those candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, for the listeners of The Chad Benson Show, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Simple and easy. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Oh, man. When you're suing for this, you got to be terrified. Chad Benson Show.
This is your one. make a move, and then you better commit. It's just the ability to...
This is the Chad Benson Show.
I guess if you're any kind of celebrity, this has to be the most terrifying thing ever. The sex tape. Now, it's probably not as terrifying as it once was, oh, many years ago. But Von Miller, this to me is extortion. This is extortion. But Von Miller went to Cancun, partied it up with some ladies. One lady in particular, Miss Ruiz, they're calling her. I'm thinking that is using. It's funny because I saw a website today said she is the wannabe Kim Kardashian, and now Von Miller is going on the offense, if you will, because she says she's going to release a sex tape shot in Cancun, and claiming that she asked for $2.5 million or else. The Broncos star filed legal documents in L.A. Superior Court under the pseudonym Doe. Doe is Miller. I like how it's the pseudonym, like, so we don't know who it is, but then everybody knows exactly who it is. You're famous. You got to be careful. And the temptations that are out there. And let me tell you something. Von Miller is an interesting guy. The MVP of the Super Bowl. Really smart guy. This was something that by the sounds of it, he had no idea was being taped. Like this was her thing. Miller said he met a woman named Elizabeth Ruiz during a trip to Mexico in 2016. In June, they had sex while they were alone indoors. Miller said the woman recorded the sex on her cell phone, but he insisted at all times she keep it private and claims he reached out to her after the trip and asked to destroy the recordings. What do you think alcohol was involved? Chances of drunk? What are you thinking, Phil? Scale of 1 to 10.
13.
13. Fantastic. That was my guess, too. 13. Miller's asking the woman to block, the woman blocked. She lives in L.A. from going a public. I don't know. First of all, what are you doing? You know, like, okay, somebody wants to take your picture. Somebody wants to, you know, what do you, yeah. Because apparently there's more than one camera. And there's so many different stories about this. And what do you know about this, right? Like, what do you know about this? Did you know there was cameras? Did you give your consent? Well, I called to have her destroyed. Did you really? Or did you find out later on? And you didn't want to do something stupid. You didn't want to do something stupid. Meaning, you know, because you're Von Miller, you're in the NFL, you're ginormous, you've just had sex with a woman, and then if you find out she's taped it, you don't want to do something that's going to get you in more trouble, right? Which is going to give the black eye to the NFL, which just means I'm going to grab the phone from her, or I'll go over there and I'll get it any way I have to. You don't want to do that, because nobody's going to believe you. No, because if he goes and he says, you better give me that or else, and then, you know, and you take it from her, even though you know she shouldn't have done it, and it was wrong, and she did it without your consent, and you've got to, this is where you have to have that, you know, very pragmatic thought process come into it. And then she's asking for $2.5 million. That's, you know, it's not just, oh, you know, he should have just known and said no. What if she would have said no? What if she did say no? What if he's tried to be as nice as possible? See, we would have destroyed him in the media if he would have grabbed that phone from her and broke it. We would have destroyed him. We'd have been like, oh, another crazy athlete just getting away with anything he wants to get away with. Get drinking too much, out, blah, blah, blah. So now he's got to go and do this. And the embarrassing thing is now we know there's a sex tape out there. So while he may have said 2.5 million, is it Wicked videos and some of those other, you know, they're going, okay, we'll give you three. You know, we'll give you this. And I think this is a crime. I think this is a big crime. I think this is terror. If you do that to somebody, that's terror. That's a crime. You put somebody's career in life in a situation where you hurt them to the point where they may lose their career. They may literally lose millions of dollars and whatever. And it doesn't matter. I mean, Think about this. Von Miller, he'll be fine. He's a smart guy. He, you know, this was stupid. But I before we jump on it and say, well, he could have. I'm sure there was more thought process going through the mind saying, I'm going to look like a giant a-hole if I do anything. And people are going to question me about this. So, and she'll deny everything. And then I'll look doubly bad. But you do this to somebody, you're willing to hurt somebody's career, all for your own greed or for malice because you're upset about something. I find that disgusting. I find it absolutely 110% disgusting. People who do revenge porn or do any of this, it is absolutely disgusting. So before we just, you know, we say Von Miller's a horrible human being, look at it from all points of view. But that's why you got to be careful. If you're rich, you're famous, you're powerful, you're everywhere, you got to be careful with who you run with. The temptation is everywhere. But sometimes that temptation will bite you in the ass. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.